The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Deep drop. Watson weaving. Watson sets it up downfield. The heave is intercepted. Mike Hilton comes away with it.
Well, the much-anticipated Deshaun Watson suspension ruling has just come down. No Sean Moreno, former Bronco running back, in for Stink, who's off today at the Fox NFL Summit. Deshaun Watson suspended for the first six games of the season. No fine. And the NFL Players Association says they will not appeal. A six-game suspension. No Sean. Knowing everything that we've read and heard is that the NFL was pushing for a minimum of 8 to 10 games with the possibility of a full season. This is a huge win for Deshaun Watson. Six games? Yeah. A lot less than what a lot of us thought.
Yeah, six games. Now we know. And now they can kind of get their team and organized and ready for those six games without him.
Here's what's interesting. This is, now try to follow this here. So as part of the collective bargaining agreement, the NFL and NFL Players Association agreed to have an independent arbiter for cases like this. In this case, it's Sue L. Robinson. She made the decision. Here's what's interesting. As part of the agreement, Roger Goodell still has the power to basically overrule this decision and issue one of his own, and that is the final say. Mm. So it's kind of weird.
This is not from him?
Well, this is from the arbiter, this Sue L. Robinson. Huh. So you agree to have an independent arbiter, and yet at the end of the day, you still have the power basically to veto it all and come down with a ruling of your own. We'll see.
To get a baseline, probably say, okay, if you think 8, I think 12.
I'll be surprised. Boy, if Goodell just says okay, we'll accept it.
It depends on what the media and the people are.
Oh, you think
the uproar? Probably.
That's
right?
A great question. Maybe he'll read that before he decides whether or not.
Yeah, probably.
Go ahead.
If people are like, okay, six games.
He'll be
like,
then again, right, Roger Goodell and the NFLPA already have a adversarial relationship, so not like he's afraid of stepping on their toes. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
My philosophy has always been, and I learned this from while I was at Green Bay, I thought it was awesome, was, you know, it's always about that 3-day thing. 3 days where all kinds of bad stuff happens. And, you know, I've acknowledged that after all my years, and then all of a sudden you see those things happen, so you want to be sure you can get them fresh, you can go back real hard on that fourth day. So that's what we'll do, kind of continuing on as we move forward. We'll just make sure that we go nice hard couple days and always have a little kind of refresher to get their legs back.
All right. Interesting.
Players coach, baby.
The player in you loves this.
So, yeah.
So his idea is that if you go 3 days hard in a row during camp, that's where bad things start to happen. You agree with that?
I mean, it can happen at any time. Really, that's what I agree with. It can happen at any time. But I love the player coach, baby. Yeah, give us a break, babe. Come on, it's camp. We're about to go hard for you. But the players have to go hard. You got to, you know what I mean? You got to do the right things. So the coach keeps on throwing you a bone now. Don't go out there and mess this all up. And then he goes away from this 3-day philosophy.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
hey, you've been there. I'm listening to you. I respect your opinion.
Especially for the vet guys. Man, we're like, hey.
I'm all about keeping these guys fresh. But if you take a schedule that's tailor-made to go 3-0 at the start of the season and you only go 2-1 or worse, 1-2, hey, it doesn't matter how fresh you are if you're not ready to play football.
You got to be ready. That's
with
what I said.
With a lot of newness, a lot of new guys. I'm all for keeping these guys fresh, keeping them healthy. Doesn't matter if you're not winning football games.
Have to handle your business. Got to go out there and compete, execute, and get better each. Don't take any days back.
All right.
And no back steps.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll buy in. All right. I'll buy in.
All right.
I'm keeping an open mind. All right, we'll see. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
Just know when to turn it on and off, you know. When you're not on the field, you know, that's when you can turn it off a little bit. But when you're on the field, you know, it's time to lock in and stay focused on what you got to to do that day. So that's the biggest thing I learned from him.
Jerry Jeudy, who had a good day on Saturday after a rough start to camp. Where are you on Jerry Jeudy?
He looks good, man. I think he looks really well. Watching him after practice, running some routes on air, look quick, look twitchy. So, yeah, I'm excited for that, man. And like we said, you got to be able to turn it on. I mean, I was able to turn it on and off. Some guys can't. I was able to turn it off when you're not on the field. But when you're on the field, you got to ask you to focus in and make sure you're doing the right things, man.
That's interesting you say that you could turn it off. Because I see a guy, at least at the beginning of camp, that's sort of fighting himself. Still kind of dogged by what happened, you know, last year, first couple years in the league. I sense a guy who's kind of fighting himself a little bit. And you just hope that he can get to the point where he just relaxes and can leave all that other stuff outside the sidelines and just go play. Because you're right. Mm-hmm. The talent's there. You watch him. You watch him against air. It's crazy. And you understand why this guy was the first or, well, second receiver that went in what many people thought would be the greatest wide receiver class of all time, at least up to that point. I'm still speaking of keeping an open mind. I'm keeping an open mind on Jeudy because he just hasn't had the kind of quarterback or offensive coordinator, honestly, to really show what he could be like as a receiver. I'll say the same thing about Courtland. So I'll say about all the Bronco pass catchers. To me, they all have a bunch of incomplete grades right now as to what kind of pros they're going to be because they just haven't played with the quarterback. Now we'll start to know.
Yep.
Next on the Morning Brew.
What other job can you go to where it's like, oh, you know, I'm pissed at this guy today, so we're going to fight in practice. You don't get to, you guys can't do it. You guys can't fight each other after you go to jail. You get to assault people, and but it's great. I do miss that, being able to assault men, people, a job. It was my job to just manhandle people and tackle people. So it was fun. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I will miss that.
That is great. Derek Wolf.
I did not hear that.
Who announced his retirement said, I'm going to miss a job where you can just go out and assault people you don't like.
Yeah, I love that.
Did he ever assault you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course he did. Big man. Goodness gracious, he's so huge. What a huge fella.
Whatever man, he hits.
I did not hear that take, man. And it fired me up, man. I love Wolf, man. Good people. You know what I mean? Good person. That's where it starts with. Good person, good, great teammate. And going to definitely miss seeing him out there, man. Shoot.
He was a dog.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had a lot of dogs.
Had a lot of dogs.
You guys had a lot of dogs.
Assault people. Well, he's like, you guys can't do that. You guys get arrested.
You're right. What other job can you go to and assault somebody you got a problem
maybe
with?
Maybe we should have a day where you guys can put on the pads and hit each other's other reporters. You guys just get together and line it up.
God, that would look pathetic. God, that would look pathetic. Just stumbling and falling around and tripping and God. That would look pathetic, which means a lot of you would probably enjoy the heck out of it. Does this team have any dogs? Enough dogs? You know what a dog looks like. Aqib Talib lamented the fact that, hey, we're losing our dogs. I mean, your 2015 team, that team was loaded with dogs. Loaded with dogs. So what about this group? You see the potential?
See some potential of dogs.
Oh.
But especially interior. I was looking at that interior, you know, like a DJ Jones. I was watching them boys. Deshaun Williams, well, I saw out there a couple times making plays. It starts up front. Them dogs are going to start up front, and everyone else is going to swarm, baby. So it's definitely going to start up front. And we have the potential. We have the potential, but we're really going to get a feel for all that when the pads come on.
Okay. That's when you start to find out who the dogs are.
Oh, yeah. That's when you really start to see who the dogs.
We need some dogs. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.